The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Mario Ferraro has had a lot of things happen to him over the course of the last 6 months, and I want to get a little update as to how fatherhood is, first of all, but how your life has changed.
It's great. I mean, it's better than expected, like I told you when I came in here. So far, sleep is better than expected. I hope I didn't jinx it by saying that, but sleep is all right. It's been amazing. Everyone's healthy. McKenna, she was a warrior. She's healthy. Our daughter Solen is doing well, and life has obviously changed. I got different responsibilities now, but it's a blessing for sure, and it's something that I've always dreamed of, is, you know, having a family, raising a child, and I'm doing that right now. I'm living my dream fully now, not only playing in the NHL, but being a dad. So I'm very, very grateful for that.
You've also gained in responsibility over the course of your NHL career, so it's kind of mapping and mirroring that in life. But give us an idea of how you're going to deal with the travel this year, given the fact that the baby's at home and McKenna's by herself.
Yeah, that's going to be a challenge for sure, the travel. But good thing we got some family, some of McKenna's family back home in San Jose, you know, staying with us for a few months to help out her sister, to be exact. So her sister will be here, so the road trips will be a little bit easier on McKenna. And, you know, now that I grew up with FaceTime and all this stuff, it makes me feel closer to them, even though we may be on the East Coast or far away during road trips. So that's been pretty good. And, you know, I hope that comes in handy. And I hope that, you know, the road trips are easy on us to begin with and it goes smooth.
Now, you've had a tradition of, in the off season, going on some exotic trips. Obviously, things change when a new addition comes to the family. But maybe down the road, you're looking forward to the three of you, maybe even more if you have more kids, to go on some trips like that.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I don't know. I think early on here, it's going to be I might have to pass early on because being at home, you can see, you know, there's challenges, obviously, you know, raising a newborn. So I think the trips, it'll be easier when she's a little bit older. I think the dogs might have to stay home. The dogs stay home, the kids will come. That'd be really, really cool. And then once we get the hang of it, maybe the dogs join along, and it'll be a big family trip.
I predict the dogs will be on the trip with the whole family before too long. But now let's talk a little hockey. What did you learn the most about yourself and about your team in the last year?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've proven to be able to stay tight together and keep a strong relationship in the locker room. Obviously, we've dealt with a tough start last year and some adversity throughout the season. But I think our relationship and the bond that we have in the room has grown a lot. And obviously, we've added some new pieces, some big personalities, like the guy right there, that are going to help bring us even closer together. And you know, I think our confidence on the ice is going to grow with it. So we're looking to have a better start this year. And I hope we continue to grow as a group.
The guy right there, by the way, is Ryan Reeves, one of the great personalities in the game of hockey. What's it going to be like having him in your locker room as opposed to on the other side?
Yeah, it'll be fun. I was telling him, you know, when he got here, that my head's been smashed against the glass a few times by him. So it'll be nice to have him on our side. And obviously, you know, his leadership and maturity in the league will help our young group. You know, we need that. So we need our young guys to have someone to look up to and have more guys to look up to. And they'll continue to grow and, you know, fill the roles that they need to fill.
One of the things that is different, obviously, is the Sharks have made some additions on defense. Nick Leddy is here. He's been around a long time. Dmitry Orlov on the team, John Klingberg. What do you think of the new additions and how that's all going to work with the likes of you and Tim Liljegren and Big Shaq on defense and everybody else that's still here?
Yeah, it's big. I think it's going to, you know, I think it's a good part. You know, defense is obviously an important part of the team, and you know, we made some additions and some veteran decisions too, which are going to help out a lot with some more experience back there. Obviously, it's not easy coming into the league as a young defenseman, so I think having some maturity back there is going to be important, and hope it gives our goalies some more confidence too, having a more solid decor in front of them. So those guys are going to contribute a lot for sure in all different areas, and we're hoping we get off to a good start.
What do you think about the challenge that a young guy like Macklin or Will face? Because they've had some success now, but they're not a secret anymore to the guys in the NHL.
For sure, yeah, no, guys know what they can bring, and you know, I have no doubt they're both special talents. They're going to come out strong. I know from experience what 1 year does in terms of how you feel mentally and confidence-wise, and we got more veterans, like you said, around them to help not only protect them, but, you know, to help lead the way. And I think they're going to be just fine. I don't think they need my advice. I was not a first rounder, so they'll be just fine out there.
I know that you're itching to get back onto the ice. So what about the general feeling as you get training camp started, the idea that this team probably should have won more games than they did last year? And if you do that, you're actually going to take a major step forward.
Yeah, I think we moved on from last year. I think this is a whole new year, and we're pretty confident in our group. And the nerves are settling in, as they always do before camp. But we're just excited. They're excited nerves, and we're moving on from last year. We know what we got in this room. We know what we can do, and we're just going to go bring it.
We're excited for you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.